You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sulkowski. Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the VA to answer for growing dysfunction in a program aimed to help veterans receive care at home. Iraq War veteran Tricia Smith was discharged after a back injury and has developed Parkinson's since coming home. Her caregiver's funding was slashed by over 60%, which she says puts her in danger of losing her home.
I'm in a situation where I'm facing a brain surgery for the Parkinson's and back surgery for the injury that initially got me discharged. I have to put all that on hold and fight the mortgage company.
The Family Caregivers Program provides up to $2,600 a month to caregivers of wounded veterans. But Schumer says the VA has been cutting veterans funding or dropping them out of the program entirely, often without warning. Darla Chase was one of those caregivers who lost benefits.
If you're dropping us from the program, who will come to my home and help my veteran? Because I no longer will be able to do that.
Schumer says the VA needs to identify how many have been downgraded or cut off and fix the discharge process as part of the program's reform.
The VA needs to explain its plan to improve the decision process for eligibility. Why are some people told not to be eligible when someone in the exact same position down the road is told they're okay?
The caregivers program currently only applies to post 9/11 veterans, but is set to expand to include Korean and Vietnam War vets later this year. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.